This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March the 8th, another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast brought to you by Sullivan Tire. And for those of you in the New England region, I hope you went down to Sullivan Tire and got those winter tires because, yet again, Mother Nature dumping on the greater New England area. Here in Foxborough, some 20 inches of snow have fallen, and pretty much everywhere in New England there is a foot or more of snow. As we get on the verge here of free agency, when players hope to be buried under a foot or more of money. We are one day away from a new thing on the NFL calendar, March the 9th. Teams will officially be able to communicate with agents of players who are set to be free agents on March the 12th at 4 p.m. when the new league year begins. This is sort of a new wrinkle under the new CBA signed a couple years ago, where it is basically what everyone is terming legal tampering, where general managers and teams can call these agents and start to get a feel for what the open market is going to look like. And I think that's an important thing to keep an eye on from a Patriots perspective, as one Wes Welker and his agent David Dunn will be able to somewhat gauge the market as to what the services of a 32-year-old slot receiver, 100-catch machine, are worth on the open market and decide whether they are looking to return to New England, which was obviously the reports earlier this week when Mike Giardi of Comcast Sportsnet reported they were closing in on a long-term deal for Welker to stay in New England, but then took a turn for the worse when there were reports from ESPN.com and Adam Schefter that Welker was going to test the free agent waters and wouldn't sign until then. This is a chance for him to actually test those waters before the signing period begins on March the 12th. So that is the situation with free agency. We are mere hours away from a legal tampering window that will lead into March the 12th and the flurry of free agency. And it'll be interesting to see whether the Patriots, who have some $25 million in cap room, are active and aggressive early on, as we've seen at times in the past, or whether they're a little bit more reserved and look for value. And a lot of people believe that there will be value to be found in this year's free agent class, as the salary cap remains somewhat constant, didn't rise like many may have thought at some points, and that teams that have some cap room to work with and frugality could find some deals out there. And the veteran players continue to be released left and right. For example, a guy like Chris Gamble, the veteran cornerback, now available. Adrian Wilson, the all-pro safety of the Cardinals, now available. We all know that John Abraham, Dwight Freeney, Osi Umenyiora. There are a lot of veteran names available. If you're looking for running backs, Michael Turner, Steven Jackson, Reggie Bush. A lot of positions, tackles, where Sebastian Vollmer is in the mix. Cornerback, where Aqib Talib is in the mix. There are a lot of veteran players available that really could water down the market and, as I said, create some value. But from a Patriots perspective, and if you haven't realized by now, I'm flying solo today, so it's not the writers of Patriots Football Weekly, it's the writer. The two moves the Patriots actually made in the last week are minor ones. Couple guys from IR, Kyle Hicks, former undrafted rookie, spent 2 years on injured reserve. He's no longer on the Patriots roster. They released him. And Spencer Larson, the veteran fullback signed last spring, sort of followed the Josh McDaniels pipeline here into New England, former Bronco, spent last year on injured reserve. He was also released. So those are the two roster moves to catch you up on. Other than that, it is a look ahead. It is a look ahead to next week's Roster Report podcast, where we should have some news one way or the other. Should be Wes Welker news, should be Aqib Talib news, should be Sebastian Vollmer news, and many of the other Patriots free agents. Obviously, guys like Donald Thomas are going to test free agency. There are plenty, 18 Patriots set to be unrestricted free agents on March the 12th, and their agents can begin talking with other teams as early as tonight at midnight, March the 9th, when the clock turns. Those agents, those teams can start feeling each other out. We will be here next Friday to update you on anything that takes place with the Patriots and with some of the other teams in the NFL, especially if those players are exiting New England to join elsewhere. Until then, when we'll have Paul Perillo back, I'm Andy Hart. Get those snow tires at Sullivan Tire. Get yourself safe in the snow, and we'll talk to you next week. This is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.